Hey, yo, I'm gonna make this short and sweet. Like my meat.
No, sorry, that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Yeah. Don't let the handsome face fool you. Don't let the handsome face fool you. I'm not a light-skinned guy, I'm brown-skinned, but apparently, light-skinned guys often have to defend themselves because, for whatever reason, people seem to test light-skinned guys as if maybe if you're light-skinned, you're soft, or you're to be taken advantage of. So I've heard cases, and this is from light-skinned guys themselves, they say that they've had to be, not necessarily aggressive, but they've had to defend themselves and let people know. Don't let the light skin fool you. And I'm talking about black men who are just light-skinned black men, not white people. But if you're a light-skinned black man, you know, a lot of times, according to them, some people I've heard, they get taken advantage of, or people try to take advantage of them. In their case, don't let the light skin fool you. You know, light-skinned men are not soft or weak or sweet or to be taken advantage of, but the same for us handsome men. And I mean men who rank a 7 or above on the handsome scale. Don't let the handsome face fool you. If you're a handsome man, I mean legitimately handsome, not have a cute feature. I mean, you're just a handsome guy. Or if you are a pretty boy, either one or a very attractive man, I think it's the same as light-skinned men. People think that we are somehow weak or soft or sweet or whatever they think. But I used to think it was just me until I heard other handsome men make videos about this on YouTube, podcasts, and they talked about this phenomenon of people testing them as if they think because I'm a handsome guy, I'm good looking, that I'm somehow soft or sweet or whatever the case might be. And I made a podcast a while back saying, don't think because you're ashy that you're tough. You know, I think there's this belief that if you're ugly or you're ashy or you have a hard life, that somehow entitles you to being aggressive, or that gives you a pass on being a decent person. It doesn't. Furthermore, as a handsome man, yes, I will say that we do get advantages. There's favoritism, there's favor, there's nepotism, there's advantages to being a handsome man. You get more breaks, you get more leniency, you get more free things at the store. You know, you flash a half grin or you kind of flash a smile. You'd be surprised at how many free things you can get at the grocery store or at a restaurant by a female who's taking your order. So yeah, I can get why maybe some people might be jealous of us. There's also research that says that when you're a handsome man, or the more attractive you are, the less likely you are to be considered guilty of doing wrong. So a lot of times handsome men or attractive men get away with things that perhaps less attractive men would get away with. But make no mistake, I've had men test me because, not just because I'm handsome, you know, there's another factor with me in particular, is that I take my ease. I am self-possessed, meaning I stay to myself, I'm quiet, I'm observant. I watch you. I'm the kind of person where you don't even know I'm watching you. I'm not like these weirdos that stare, and that's different. When I say I watch you, what I mean is I'm observant of your behavior. And I can read you like a book. And I'm a patient man. But there's only so far my patience will carry before I let you know I'm not somebody you're going to play with. And to quote the great Sean Zachary, don't let this handsome face fool you. I'll turn up in this bitch. I'm out.